This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures if you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. And if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to get your calls in our next segment. We've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Brett Figueroa, who is the author of several books. I just finished reading a book called Get It. He's a motivational speaker and a network marketer, and he's got some great ideas. He's got a great history himself, a great story himself about how he started from literally nothing. In fact, I would say minus nothing based on his psychological trauma that he had to endure. We'll let Brett talk about that. Anyway, he went to from making $10K on his first check, first monthly check, or for making $100 on his first monthly check to $10K to over $100K, and he has a really interesting story to tell, and he also has an interesting book called Get It, The Complete Guide to Becoming the Ultimate You. We'll talk to Brett in our third segment, and we'll talk to you guys in our second segment, hopefully. 844-236-6010 is our number. I love talking to you. If you have questions or comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. And then Longevity products, you can purchase those at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And even better, you can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $25 fee. You can get your products at the wholesale price and start a business. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal way to get into the health business, a trillion-dollar business, only going to be getting bigger and bigger as people more and more begin to realize that the medical model can't help them. I get a kick out of all this stuff all this political stuff that's going on about health care for all, Medicare for all, Kamala Harris, Medicare for all. Everybody, that's going to be the latest thing you're going to hear about pretty soon. It'll be about 10 years, maybe a little bit less. There will be Medicare for all, single payer system. While that may sound all well and good, have your health care needs taken care of by the government, by taxes, of course that sounds good, free health care. And while that on the surface sounds good, it's not a good thing. It's a control trip, and it's not going to help us with our health when it comes to long-term chronic degenerative diseases. There should be catastrophic, I don't want to say should, but I can see the logic for catastrophic health care. That makes sense. But chronic long-term disease, it should not be the realm of the medical model. Period. End of story. But, of course, it does require taking the initiative and participating in our own health, in our own physical well-being. And nutritional supplementation is a key part of that. It's not the only part of that, but it is a key part of that. Diet's important. Respiration, breathing is important. Keeping your body clean is important. Spirituality is important, however you want to phrase it. Spirituality, having a mission and a purpose in life, being connected to something bigger. Mental and emotional strategies, which Brett will be talking about in our next segment, those are important as well. But nutritional supplementation is a key part of that. That's what we're about at Youngevity. If that sounds interesting to you, for a one-time $25 fee, please click on the Join the Team link and sign up to join the Brightside Ben team at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470 for more information. All right. So we've been talking about the world of the very, very small, the building blocks. The building blocks of reality that we've only really known about for 120, 130 years. It was only about in the 1860s or 1870s that it was discovered that there is a field that regulates everything. That what we see and what we perceive is just the end result of this field. It was called the electromagnetic field because it conducted electrical energy. And imagine what must have been going through the minds of the scientists and visionaries of the day when they figured out, all of a sudden, oh my God, there's this, we live in a fabric. We live like threads in a fabric, and that fabric is called electromagnetics, the electromagnetic field. What do you think we're going to be discovering, by the way, in 150 years from now? What do you think people will say about us with our discoveries? Or what will they know about in 150 years that we don't know about today? What kind of fields? This is why when people poo-poo mind-body kinds of things, it's really sort of short-sighted. It doesn't understand history. And it's really kind of silly to think that all of our reality is just what we see, when we have evidence that through our understanding of quantum and through just history. How do you explain, if everything that's real is just what you see, how do you explain the placebo effect? That's what always gets me, is why we filter out the placebo effect instead of studying it. We should be, imagine if we didn't need any kind of medical, just think about a world where we didn't need any medical people giving us medicine or doing surgery, but we all knew how to leverage the placebo effect. Wouldn't that be cool? If we could do everything via placebo, well, we can, we just don't believe we can. We've been conditioned to not believe that we can. But the facts are different from our beliefs, unfortunately. In a nutshell, that's why we're so screwed up. Our beliefs are not what's true. Our beliefs are just are versions of what's true based on our conditioning, and unfortunately, it's mostly disempowering. Nothing's really true, ultimately. It all has to do with how we shape our reality, but there's a powerful way of looking at the world, and there's a non-powerful way of looking at the world. The powerful way of looking at the world is, hey, I can impact the drift, as they say. I can have some control over how the electromagnetic field shows up. And that requires understanding about the electromagnetic field, which is like a screen. The electromagnetic field is like a movie screen. And just like a movie screen is made up of basic dots, which are very, very small, they call them pixels, the electromagnetic screen upon which our movie plays out, and yes, we're all living in a movie, is made up of quantum. Quantum equals pixels. The quantum world is the pixelated world. Everything we perceive is like a picture on a movie screen. And on a movie screen, you have two dimensions. It's flat, but what we see is three dimensions. We're living in a holographic movie screen. This is not airy-fairy, folks. This is hardcore physics, theoretical physics. At the very edge, physicists say that we live in a hologram, and that's what this means. We live in this three-dimensional three-dimensional reality that arises out of an electromagnetic field, and that's the hologram. Pixels on the screen get turned into a movie, the movie called our life, the story of our life. We turn the pixels into a story on a screen. We turn the quantum world into our life, quote, our life. And this is so important because it gives us our lives a bigger context and a bigger perspective than this little tiny movie where we're the hero. Think about it. Think about our lives. It's like an autobiographical movie. And we're the hero. And everyone is either a supporting actor or an extra. But the thing is, this movie is constantly being written and constantly being told by some kind of mysterious force called belief and expectation. And just call consciousness. Through consciousness, awareness, whatever you want to call it, we're creating the movie. We're not the movie character. This is hardcore, not only hardcore physics, this is neurobiology. This is the study of the brain, and we've only started to understand this with CAT scans and with electromagnetic imaging devices like MRIs, which only came about 20 years ago. The latest neurobiology about consciousness and the mind is just 20 years old. It's really cutting edge. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls this segment. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Brett Figueroa, author of a very cool and very easy-to-read book called Get It, The Complete Guide to Becoming the Ultimate You. I met Brett at a training event, a longevity training event about a month ago, and I was extremely impressed, and I said, you got to come on and share come on the bright side. He's a motivational speaker, and he's got some really interesting things to say. He worked with Tony Robbins, and it's just an amazing story how he got hooked up with Tony Robbins. And just a really super, super impressive guy with a lot of good, helpful, easy to assimilate information. The book is called Get It. We'll be talking to Brett Figueroa in our next segment, and then we'll get your calls this segment as well. If you're interested in the longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you're interested in checking out our True Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Hope you guys don't think I'm getting too in the weeds here. I know I am getting in the weeds, but I think this is where power resides. All these things we're talking about in this program, at least for the last few weeks, are where power resides in how our health and our lives show up. We are macroscopic beings that are built up of microscopic particles. And the strength over the macroscopic world begins at the microscopic world, the quantum world, really. We'll continue talking about that tomorrow. I want to talk about functional MRIs tomorrow, too. fMRIs, they call them, or functional MRIs. We take them for granted today, but they've only been around for, I don't know, 20, 30 years or so. Not very long. And brain imaging, functional MRI brain imaging, is now starting to show us that what people have been talking about, like Napoleon Hill and all the Wallace Wattles and all the Ralph Waldo Emerson and all the great motivational, inspirational speakers who talked about seemingly airy-fairy philosophical and mental strategies for having a great life really work. And fMRI is showing us that they really work scientifically. fMRI is when they can analyze blood flow to certain areas of the brain. An fMRI system has an ability to measure the tiny microscopic changes that occur with blood flow in the brain. So they know when parts of your brain are active. They know when you meditate, certain parts of your brain are active. They know when you think positive thoughts, certain parts of your brain are active. They know that you have something in your brain called a default mode network, which is the voice in your brain. And you also have a resting state network, which is associated with silence or quiet in the brain. These are all ideas that have been talked about for centuries. Now we know via functional MRI, and only for the last 20 or 30 years, that this stuff is really true. And we don't leverage it at our peril. We go to the doctor instead. By not leveraging the power we have over our minds and our bodies, we go to the doctor instead. We die. We suffer. And that's why I do this program, is to alleviate suffering that's caused by this kind of belief and kind of conditioning that we have to be doctored or we have to be medicalized. It's a fraud and it's anti-human being and it's not fair. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Southern California and say good morning to Bob. What's up, Bob? Welcome to the bright side.
Okay, my wife's doctor has switched her from a medication or uptakes, serotonin reuptake inhibitor. He's switched her to something called Remeron, and she's getting the generic of that. Now he claims that'll help her get to sleep, and it seems to help her get to sleep. But then she wakes back up an hour or two later. If uptake reinhibitor, doesn't that increase your serotonin levels?
Yeah, and it shuts down your natural serotonin. Well, it increases. A reuptake inhibitor refers to the fact that instead of serotonin getting sucked up, the way these neurotransmitters work is they're spit out and sucked back up again quickly. That's called reuptake. Just think of a vacuum cleaner. Okay? So in the brain, the serotonin goes out, and then it gets vacuumed back in. This is how a healthy brain works, or healthy neurology works. The stuff goes out, and it gets sucked back in. It gets reuptaken. Guess what a reuptake inhibitor does?
It inhibits that function.
It blocks the vacuum cleaner. It's like pulling the plug out of the vacuum cleaner. So now all that serotonin is just sitting there, which gives you more serotonin activity. The problem is, neurotransmitters are supposed to get sucked back up again, and they're supposed to be controlled. You can't just have neurotransmitters sitting around. That's not supposed to happen in the brain or in the body. It violates one of the body's balancing mechanisms, which is to spit it out and suck it back in. spit out. That's all brain hormones are reuptaken. When it was discovered you could take a drug that would be a reuptake inhibitor that would keep the serotonin in the air, right in that local area, it revolutionized psychiatry. That was called Prozac. That was the first serotonin reuptake inhibitor, and I remember when it came out, it revolutionized psychiatry, because now all of a sudden you could control depression neurologically without just dumbing the brain down. Prior to Prozac, antidepressants would dumb you down, would just turn you off. Prozac doesn't totally turn you off. Prozac just numbs you. These drugs have a numbing effect. And I've never been really depressed, so I can't speak to it, but maybe numbing is better than being depressed. You know, I can't speak to that. I know there are a lot of people who say they love their Prozac or Zoloft or Effexor or Remeron or whatever it is. They're all basically the same kind of thing, different flavors, so the same idea. So I don't know how to handle depression necessarily. I don't necessarily think handling depression nutritionally or in other ways is always called for. Because some people don't want to do it. Some people don't want to change the way they eat. Some people don't want to change the way they exercise. And here's another thing for depressed people who can relate to this. There's a certain comfort in depression. It's a way of taking control of your life in this weird kind of psychological dynamic. Life sucks, I'm not saying that it's... Let me rephrase that. Life is suffering because everything dies. That's built-in entropy, they call it. And so there's this thing where we're going to go through trauma and loss and suffering in our lives. And that's just the nature of it. And depression, believe it or not, is a way of taking control over it. It's a way of being certain. The thing about life is that it's uncertain. If you're depressed, everything has a certain certainty. And there's actually a pleasant feeling to depression. Sadness, it feels kind of comforting. It's warm in the belly. Think of your sadness. If you're really depressed out there, focus on the feeling in your belly. It's a warm feeling. From a neurological perspective, it is a comfortable feeling. From a mental perspective, it's not. We talked a couple weeks ago about the difference between the somatic sensations, physical sensations, and psychosensations, psychological sensations. We said how fear and anxiety really are based in excitement, if you take the story away. Well, if you take the story of depression away and just feel it somatically, it's very comforting. And that's why people like to be depressed in a weird kind of way. On the other hand, if you want to combat it, you know, I can't say an antidepressant isn't going to be a strategy for you. But personally, if it was me, I'd be figuring it out, number one. I'd be exercising, number two, which is a great antidepressant. Moving my body. It's hard to be depressed when you're in motion. Notice that when you're depressed, even the word tells you you're out of motion, you're depressed. So it's hard to be on a rebounder and be depressed. You may get your depression back, but when you're moving your body, you're going to be less depressed. You're not going to be depressed. And then there are things that supplements can do, B vitamins in particular, omega-3 fats in particular, keeping your sugar down or anything that helps you with your sugar. They used to use insulin, by the way, as an antipsychotic medication because of insulin's powerful effects on the brain. Insulin's sucking up blood sugar. So reducing your blood sugar is another strategy. Hope that helps, Bob. We have a guest coming up in the bottom of the hour. So if I didn't help you, call back tomorrow, 844-236-6010. We're talking to Brett Figueroa right after this.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A meeting continues in Virginia's capital at this hour where the Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is discussing his political future with staffers as calls grow louder for his resignation. The calls coming after a photo surfaced from his 1984 medical school yearbook showing men in blackface and a Ku Klux Klan robe. Northam initially saying that one of the men was him and then changing his story on Saturday saying neither of the men are him. His predecessor and friend, Terry McAuliffe, says,
Ralph is a good, moral, decent man and may have made some mistakes in his past. Ralph will do the right thing for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Lawyers for the special counsel in the Russia probe are going to be in federal court today with lawyers for President Trump's former campaign manager to debate whether Paul Manafort lied to investigators after promising to cooperate. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 at brightsideben.com on the archive page. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, you can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. truthtreatments.com. All right. I am very excited to have my good friend and colleague, I would say, peer. We both are into the same things. Brett Figueroa has trained thousands of sales professionals, and he is a presenter, and he is a motivational speaker, and he has a personal history that is super compelling and super fascinating. This guy truly walks his walk. This guy truly lives what he talks about, or walks his talk, I should say, lives what he talks about. He has a couple books, but the book I read called Get It, the strategies in here are things that Brett has personally experienced, I would say, and personally used, and that's what's really exciting. There's an authenticity to the way he speaks. Like, this is a guy who knows of what he speaks about. And so I'm very excited to have my good friend and my new friend on the radio program on the Bright Side today, Brett Figueroa. What's up, Brett?
Hey!
Is that a good intro?
Thank you.
Is that a good intro?
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Let me step into those big shoes.
No, I mean every word I said. You're just
that's
a fascinating
awesome
guy, and the book is fascinating.
Thank you.
It's called Get It. I imagine you can get it off Amazon.com. It's real accessible, easy to read. It's got powerful ideas in here. So I want to get into a little bit about the book, but first, your story is so fascinating, and we don't have a lot of time,
thank
right?
You.
So if you could just,
yep,
as best as you can in a nutshell, tell your story about how you started, about Tony Robbins, about what the message of your personal experience, and while some may call it a negative personal experience, I would call it boot camp. Boot camp taught you, and then I want to get into the book.
Yeah.
So just real quickly.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on here this morning, Ben. It's definitely a great, great pleasure, and it's always exciting to model match yourself with exciting, fun, passionate people. So you're definitely one of those.
That means a lot.
One of those types of people. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's why we hit it off so well.
Probably.
You know, we both have a thrust and a passion for people and a zest for life and all that kind of great stuff.
I love it.
But again,
yes,
thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
And just kind of, just a quick little, you know, kind of 30-second, you know, kind of where I was and my experience. I've been doing this now for 25 years, and you know, kind of weirds me out when I tell people a quarter of a century, because, like, you know, I'm like, wow, it's like, geez, 25 years.
How fast did those 25 years go by, though?
Just like a flicker. Just
right.
Like a flicker. It seems like yesterday, which is wild. And but I think that, you know, people get to a certain place in their life where, you know, as motivational speaker Jim Rohn calls it, it's the day that turns your life around. And whether it be a situation, whether it be an obstacle, whether it be some type of a, you know, an occurrence that happens where you start to look at things in a different way, in a different light. And so I, back 25 years ago, showed up on the doorstep unannounced to Tony Robbins' office. And I had no job. I had no money. I had no car. I didn't have anything. I mean, it was, life
that's
was
so
just
cool.
Like, it was just a mess.
And you just thought to go to Tony Robbins' place, and you run into Tony Robbins, of all things.
I thought, hey, if somebody, you know, I've always kind of had this thing that you go to the people that can best help you, you know,
nice.
I mean, you know, people sometimes hang out with people that can, there's nothing they can do. And so I thought, well, Tony Robbins, I'd seen him around a long time, that he could help me. And so I was fortunate. I showed up to his office unannounced, and I was in the lobby area, and all of a sudden I heard Tony's big voice, and he was walking down the hall, and I jumped up and jumped out in front of him and introduced myself, jumped in the elevator, walked him out to his car, and kind of the rest was history. So I went to work with him back in 1995, started at the bottom of his company at $7.50 an hour. And it was never about the money. I never got into this industry of motivational speaking. It was never about the money, ever. It was always about helping other people.
That comes through, Brad. That comes through.
Thank you.
It comes through you and it comes through your book. Yeah.
Thank you. It was always about, if I could share a tip, a strategy, an idea, a philosophy, a word of wisdom, if I could teach something that can help somebody go from bottom down to right side up, I'm on the right path.
Okay,
and
awesome.
So, but I recognize that in order to do that, I needed to be almost like a brain surgeon. You've got to go to school, you know. I mean, you can have, you know, this great mindset that says, I'm going to go, you know, help people and heal people. But if you haven't gone to school and learned the tools, then that's the dangerous one. And so I really needed to go to work. And I needed to work on myself. I needed to learn the skills. And but I was very bad in the beginning. I was horrible, actually, in the beginning. And I was so bad, the company just kept wanting to fire me, it seemed like, every 5 minutes. And, you know, they ultimately never did fire me because there was a day for me that turned it all around, which was on December 15th, 1996, if I'm remembering the year correctly. And that was when they were officially firing me. And they brought me into the office, and they had pink papers on the desk, and they're like, listen, you're a great guy, we love you, but honestly, dude, you're not stepping up to the plate, and we need to let you go. And so I recognize that in that situation, and for your listeners this morning, I don't know where they are in their situation, with their job, their marriage, their, you know, upbringing, family upbringing. I don't know what their situations are, but if they're in a situation where they have a choice, meaning either step up or step aside, you know, it gives them an opportunity to really look and evaluate. And so for me, it was either step aside and kind of confess to myself that maybe you don't have the skills, maybe this isn't the right avenue for you, maybe it's not the right position for you in life, or step up. And I did. I stepped up. I actually physically stepped up, got up out of my chair. I took my 6'4 body. I hovered it over this lady's desk. And I was like, you can't fire me. There's no way. And I just sold the dream. I said, I'll break all records. I'll defy all odds. I'll do whatever I need to do. And I ultimately did. And I went on to break all income records, all sales production records. And I think that that really came from, one, making the decision, and two, really, really connecting, you know, really authentically with what that passion was for me. And that passion really was, and still is to this day, to assist people in becoming all that they can be. So, like I said, I don't know where your listeners are at, but it seems like, you know, people are all at different places in their life. And if anybody's out there and you're, you know, kind of in that place of, you know, should I step up into the network marketing business? Should I step aside? I always say step up. You know, find the solutions, find the answers, find the resolve, whatever that is.
You know what?
We do know if you step up, you can rise to the occasion.
You know what, Brett? That requires one thing. Everything you said requires one thing, and that is getting it.
Getting it. Yeah, you've got to get it. You know,
getting it. You have to get it, right? That's why I love the title of your book, Get It. You got to get it.
Get it.
And it is the most important function to living, as Brett Figaro says, right?
Well,
getting it.
I mean, if some, you know, I look at it from the space of that. If you're in the water and you're in the treacherous waters of life, and there's a boat that comes by, a big giant, you know, a ship or something, and you're in the water and it's attempting to throw a life vest or throw some type of a
grab it
or overboard, get it.
Yeah, get it.
Gotta get it.
All right. Hey, Brett, we got to take a quick commercial. Hang on to that thought. It's a great thought.
Yep.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Brett Figueroa, author of the book Get It. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles. miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Brett Figueroa about his book, Get It. Cool title, because it is about getting it, the complete guide to becoming the ultimate you. Books available everywhere. Oh, my gosh, we lost Brett. Okay, well, then I'm going to talk about the book because it's a super cool book. The best part about it is it's easy to read, and it is called Get It. Brett Figueroa spells his last name F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A. And I'm just going to tell you what I think about it, because Brett's not here to talk about it himself. Part one is really cool because it's part one for a reason, because it's the most important thing you can do. When I'm talking to people about health, and this is really, you know, it's motivational for a lot of reasons, these kinds of ideas, but I want it to be motivational about health and also perhaps wealth. Okay, we got Brett back. Brett, you know, I was going to give the highlights of the book myself without you, and I thought for Brett, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to just read it without you or tell you what I tell the listeners what I thought about it. So what I think is so compelling and interesting is part one, and I think part one is important for a reason. It is part one for a reason, and that is taking full responsibility. To me, that is part one. That's the ultimate. That's the foundation of everything.
Right.
Would you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I will. Thank you for that. And taking responsibility, I see that, you know, there's kind of two ways to do life, and that's either be a victim, you know, that the bus ran me down, chased me down, ran over me, right? Or I placed myself in front of the bus. Like, if I'm going to play the victim role, there's really no upside. You know, it's easy to want to say this happened to me in life, but if I take responsibility, meaning the ability to respond, you know, the ability to respond to whatever situation, whatever quote happened along the way, to be able to have the ability to respond to that in such a way that we're not the victim to it, but we're taking responsibility. And I think that, you know, Ben, you're a sharp guy. You've read the books. You've been to the seminars. You've listened to the courses and all that kind of stuff. That responsibility is really one of the top elements of the most successful. You know, they really recognize,
right,
instead of deflecting their situations in life, they began to take responsibility and began to take ownership. And I believe that when we take responsibility and we take ownership, only then can we truly do something about it.
I see that as
progress in that area.
I see that as a separating line between people who have successful lives, however you want to determine it. I'm not talking about money.
Yes.
I'm just talking about functional, content lives and people who don't. And I think we live in a world where victimhood is encouraged. Do you think? Victimhood
Absolutely.
Is encouraged.
Oh, no question about it. No question about it. It happened to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so mom did this, dad did this, life did this, society
right.
did this, the government did this.
The government,
did this.
Right.
Yeah.
The New World Order. You know, there's a lot of political stuff now where the people are the victims of the politics.
Right.
And the economy.
Of course.
Right. But still, some people succeed in a bad economy, right?
Well, you know, the fact is that more people during the Depression, which was supposed to be one of the worst times in human history,
right.
more people became millionaires during the worst economy because, you know, other people look and go, yeah, but, you know, we're in the Depression and there's no opportunity. Others said, move aside, we'll create our own opportunity. And so that's why more millionaires were built during the Depression than any other time in history.
We have a governmental system that encourages people to think like victims. Everything
sure.
is really in place. If you watch the news is about victims, right?
Totally. 100%.
There's no news without victims.
No, and all the other things about responsibility on television are discouraged. Get it off the air.
Right. That's why you have
Yeah.
You have to be an outlier. I think when we were talking about boot camp, I think that's really important because you have to hit bottom somehow to want to search for other ways of being. And you have to kind of, I forgot how you phrased it, that day where you hit bottom. You had a term for it, and I forgot what you said.
The day that turns it all around.
Yeah, you got to have something that does that. You got to hit bottom somehow before you just say, you know, enough is enough. Now, we talk about health on this program a lot. Talk a little bit about how this impacts physical well-being. I mean, you're a specimen. I mean, you're a 50-year-old guy, but you look 10 years younger, and you got the energy of somebody 20 years younger, 25 years younger.
Thanks.
So how does all of this impact physical well-being?
I appreciate that, but I believe that healthy body, healthy mind. And, you know, there's so many people, and I really vowed that, you know, I'll be 52 in May, and I really vowed that wasn't going to sneak up on me. Because I see that for many people, they lose their physical vitality. They lose that energy. They start to lose the thrust for life. And it's a downward spiral from that point forward. And so I think that for those that are listening, where you're, you know, committed to having a great life, committed to having a great business, committed to doing and having great success, you've got to get committed to that self physically. Because I believe that if people, you know, we talk about that, you know, emotions, we talk about certainty and we talk about, you know, creating an emotional thrust. And that for those that have it physically, and when we look at some of the most successful people, they have this physical capacity about them, which then allows them to give more. Like, we can't give what we don't have, right? I mean, we don't have it. We can't give it. And many people attempt to give what they don't have, and they go into a physical bankruptcy.
Right.
Because they don't have that. They don't have that. So
it's important
to have an abundance of that.
Where does the giving part fit in? That's really cool that you just said that. Talk a little bit about how giving fits into the equation.
My philosophy is the secret to living is giving. And I think that for many years, I had it wrong. I had it backwards, you know. The secret to living is taking, getting, you know. Like, what can I get out of this deal? What can I get out of this situation? What can I get out of life? And when we begin to look at and go, what can I give? And I believe that every single person on the face of the earth has something within inside of themselves that they can give to society.
Yeah.
And so whether it's a specialized knowledge, whether it's an attitude of some sort that's contagious, that we have the right and the due diligence and responsibility as a citizen on the planet Earth to give back to people, to assist people in becoming better at some way in some capacity. So in my small little way, in my regret way that I can, I attempt to, in every direction, everywhere I go, to give back something to the people in which I interact with. I don't care if it's somebody at a restaurant, at a gas station. It doesn't matter.
That's awesome.
From the guy that's the janitor to the person that owns the building, to me, I've got something unique inside of me, and all of your listeners do as well, which
everybody
really cool.
does. And here's the ultimate irony, which I know you know because this is the title of your book. You have to give it to get it, or when you give it, you get it. There's a
yes.
relationship there, right? Isn't that interesting? When you give it, you get it. You
got
to give to get.
Totally. Yes. And you know, finding that way of, again, being of service in some capacity. This is going out to the majority of your listeners, or many of your listeners, they're in the network marketing business, correct?
A lot of them, yes.
A lot of them. So we have a lot of network marketers in the city that are listening in. And so I think it's really, you know, giving people an opportunity to do something bigger, better, greater, and grander with their life. And that you have this great company, Youngevity, and all these different, you know, companies that are out there have this great opportunity. For many, they're not floating in an abundant amount of opportunity. They're looking for opportunity. They're looking for ways to go from bottom down to right side up. And so I really truly believe that it's our responsibility, again, that if you're exposed to an opportunity, and that opportunity can help people get better, it can help them become stronger, it can help them be healthier, have a better marriage, have more self-confidence, more self-esteem, then it's our responsibility and due diligence to provide that opportunity to people in the marketplace. And
love
the more
it,
we provide that opportunity, the more we get out of life, the more
awesome.
Opportunities are going to show up.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool that nature's set up that way, that the more you give, the more
right.
you get? And to get, you give. It's like a circle. It's like a never-ending circle of giving and getting. I love that the universe
right.
is set up that way. Even
yes.
plants and the sky and water and animals that eat the
yes.
plants and then animals that die and feed
right.
the plants. Even right? Nature's set up that
right.
way. To giving and getting are linked together in all of the natural world. And the more we harmonize with that idea of giving and getting, the more content and powerful our lives will be. Brett, we're out of time, man. Tell people how they can get the book and how they can get a hold of you. I'm sure people are going to want to do that.
Sure, you can reach me. You can buy our book for those that are really committed to taking your lives on to whole new levels. This book is filled with winning philosophies, winning action steps, winning ideas that can help catapult your business, your life, physically, mentally, all that kind of fun stuff. You can go to Amazon.com and you can.
What's your website? Give out your website real quick. I only have like 10 seconds here.
Brett Figueroa International, BrettFigueroaInternational.com.
And that's Figueroa
F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A.
Brett Figueroa Info, you said, .com?
International.
All right. Gotta go, Brett. Thanks
yes.
for listening, folks. I'm
awesome.
Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.